This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's nuclear power provider accused Russia on Saturday of kidnapping the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant, a facility now occupied by Russian troops. The Ukrainian state nuclear company said Russian forces seized the director general of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, Ihor Murashov, around 4 p.m. on Friday. The company said Russian troops stopped Murashov's car, blindfolded him, and then took him to an undisclosed location. Company President Petro Cotton said his detention jeopardizes the safety of the plant, which is Europe's largest. Cotton has demanded Murashov's immediate release. Russia did not immediately acknowledge seizing the plant director. The Zaporizhia plant repeatedly has been caught in the crossfire of the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian technicians continue running it after Russian troops seized the power station. The plant's last reactor was shut down in September amid ongoing shelling near the facility. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have said that Russian forces have shelled a civilian evacuation convoy in Ukraine's northeast. AP correspondent Karen Chama says more.
The bombardment of a civilian convoy that was fleeing the fighting killed over a dozen people. Shelling has intensified in Ukraine as Moscow illegally annexed a swath of Ukrainian territory in a sharp escalation of the war. Kharkiv authorities are calling the shelling of innocent civilians cruelty that can't be justified. Russian forces have not acknowledged or commented on the attack, apparently the second in 2 days to hit a humanitarian convoy. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just do a search for VOA News. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Liz Truss met her Danish counterpart on Saturday and discussed what they agreed was sabotage to the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Truss's office said in a statement that had happened. The statement added that the leaders agreed that the safety and security of the Baltic Sea is in everyone's interest. The meeting comes after Russia accused Western agents of sabotaging the pipelines. Brazil's polarizing presidential campaign is wrapping up as incumbent Jair Bolsonaro and frontrunner Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva hold rival rallies. A Saturday poll has Lula go ahead going into Sunday's elections. And the government of Nicaragua has broken off diplomatic relations with the Netherlands over accusations of interventionism hours after it said it would bar the new U.S. ambassador from entering the country because of his, quote, interfering attitude. Venezuela's government has freed 7 Americans imprisoned in the South American country in exchange for the release of 2 nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who'd been in jail for years by the United States on drug smuggling convictions. The swap of the Americans, including 5 oil executives imprisoned for nearly 5 years, is the largest trade of detained citizens that the Biden administration has ever carried out. It amounts to an unusual gesture of goodwill by Maduro as he looks to rebuild relations with the United States after vanquishing most of his opponents and following months of secretive talks. The talks included repeated visits to Venezuela over the past year by Washington's top hostage negotiator. Groups of Cubans protested in the streets of Havana on Saturday, criticizing delays in fully restoring electricity 3 days after Hurricane Ian knocked out power across the island. A foreign monitoring group said Cuba's internet service shut down on Friday for the second time in 2 days, saying it appeared to be unrelated to problems from the storm, but rather an attempt to keep information on the protests from spreading. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter celebrating his 98th birthday today with the Atlanta Braves on television and friends and family gathered. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Jimmy Carter is already the longest living U.S. president in history. He's in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, with wife Rosalind Carter. The Carter Center says the 39th president, who survived a cancer diagnosis in 2015 and a serious fall in 2019, has enjoyed reading congratulatory messages, and his grandson, Jason Carter, says the former president is looking at his 98th birthday with faith in God's plan for him, and he is at peace and happy with where he has been and where he's going. I'm Julie Walker.